Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tes of Tesamid Aleph of Maseches Beitza. We, I think, are holding at the Mishnah. I believe we're holding at the Mishnah already. This Mishnah is going to talk about the Isser of moving a ladder on Yom Tov in order to be able to go up to a nest to take birds that you want to shecht so that you can eat meat for Simchas Yom Tov. The reason you wouldn't be allowed to move the ladder is that it's an issue of Maris Ha'ayin, that people who are going to watch you move the ladder, who are going to see you move the ladder, are going to think you're taking it to go fix a roof or something, and that will be a malacha that's asur to do on Yom Tov. So that would be the whole issue. Says the Mishnah, Beishamei Omrim, Ein Molichan Asasula Mishovach Leshovach, Aval Mateo Mechalon Lechalon. Beishamei says you're not allowed to bring a ladder on Yom Tov from one bird's nest to another, even to take birds to shech them and eat them for Simchas Yom Tov, but if the ladder is resting by one chalon within the same shovach, you're allowed to lean it to the other chalon. Ubeisil matirin, Ubeisil says you could even move it from one shovach to the other. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanan Barami, Machlokas Pershus Rabban, the whole machlokas Beisham Beisil, whether it's mutter to take the sulam from one shovach to another, is only if it's in Rishus Rabban where a lot of people are around and they might see you. De Beishamai Savi Aroa Omer Latiach Gaguhu Tzarech. Beishamai is concerned that someone who sees you is going to say that you're going to fix your roof, which you're not allowed to do on Yantif. Or Beisil Savri Shovach Mochiach Lav. And Beisil says, no, everyone will see that you have a shovach right there. So the shovach will make it obvious that you're not going to fix your roof and that all you're trying to do is go get some birds. And it's perfectly mutter to get some birds so that you could shech them for Simchas Yom Tov. So no one's going to be choshed you in violating any iser. Aval b'rishus hayachid, but when it comes to rishus hayachid, divrei kol mutter. Then even Beishamai would say it's mutter, because what's the concern? No one's going to see you when you're in the privacy of your own rishus hayachid. So there's no concern of maris ha'ayin. So ask the Gemara, Eini, is that really so? That when you have an issue of maris ha'ayin, just because nobody's going to see you, that takes away the whole issue of maris ha'ayin. There's a fundamental principle in maris ha'ayin that goes directly against that notion. Vam Rav Yudom Rav, kol makom sha'asru chachamim, mipnei maris ha'ayin, afilu b'chadrei chadorim asur. Anytime the Chum said anything is asur because of maris ha'ayin, they made it asur even in total privacy, in the innermost chambers. So the Gemara answers, Tanaihi. That Tanoihi, rather. This is actually a machlokes Tanoim. And Rav Chanan Bar Ami holds like the Tana who allows Maris Ha'ayin related issues in a private place. Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa, if let's say someone's clothing became wet from rainwater and he wants to dry them out on Shabbos, Shotchan B'chama, he can spread them out in a place where there's sun, Avalo K'neged Am, but not in a place where other people will be able to see, because then people might think that he had laundered them on Shabbos and that he had therefore violated Shabbos, he was Mechal Shabbos. But Rabbi Shimon say that even in a private place where no one's going to see, he still cannot spread out the clothing to dry them, because it's Asumi Shomaris Ha'ayin. Nobody's going to see. No, those Tanaim hold, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon hold, that Afilu B'Chadrei Chadorim Asur, that it's still Asur in Chadrei Chadorim. So you see that it's Machlokas Tanaim, whether this is true, that anything that's Asumi Shomaris Ha'ayin is also Asur B'Chadrei Chadorim. So it could be Rav Chanan Bar Ami holds like the Tanakama, that the Maris Ha'ayin is not shayach in a private place. It's only shayach where people might actually see you. Ikada Amri Amar Chanan Bar Ami. The other version of what Rav Chanan Bar Ami said was actually the reverse. That he said Beisham Beisilal. The machlokas in Beisham Beisilal, whether you're allowed to move the ladder, machlokas b'rishus hayachid. The whole machlokas is only in rishus hayachid. Beishamai islu Rav Yudom Rav, because Beishamai is concerned for maris ha'ayin in rishus hayachid, because he thinks that maris ha'ayin is a problem, even if it's in a totally private place where no one's going to see you. He thinks afilu b'chadrei chadorim is aser. Ubeisilal laslu Rav Yudom Rav, and Beisilal does not hold of Rav Yudom Rav, and he thinks it's therefore going to be mutter in rishus hayachid. Aval b'rishus harabim. But everyone's going to agree that it's going to be Asur and Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, because everyone is concerned with Misham Maris Ha'ayin. So the Gemara asks in that, is it really possible that Beis Hillel allows something that would otherwise be Asur Misham Maris Ha'ayin If it's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Lema Rav de Amar Kebe Shammai, so that would mean that Rav's whole Chiddush, that Maris Ha'ayin even applies in Chadrei Chadarim, is only going like Be Shammai. Beis Hillel rejects that notion. Beis Hillel thinks that Maris Ha'ayin is only going to apply in a place where everyone will see it. Says Gemara Tanoihi. The Machlokas Be Shammai Beis Hillel is a Machlokas Tanoim. How to explain the Machlokas Be Shammai Beis Hillel? The Tanya, because you have a Brisa, Shotchum Bechama Velo Kenegram, Rav Lazar B'Shemenosim. That you can spread out the clothing, the wet clothing, as long as it's, Tanakama says, as long as it's in a place where nobody sees it. And Rabbi Elazar Bishimon say, no, you can't even spread it out in a place where nobody sees it. So Tanakama, who allows you to dry the clothing in a private location, holds like Rabbi Chanan Barami that the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is only in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and Beis Hillel Bimoda in a Rosh Hashanah HaRabim that it's going to be Asur Mishum Maris Hayin. And nevertheless, They're still going to be Mekel in Rosh Hashanah Yachid because Maris Ha'ayin is not Asur in a private location against Rav. And Beis Shammai holds like Rav that the Yisra is even Bechadri Chadarim. And Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who Asur drying the clothing even in a private location, hold like Rav about Maris Ha'ayin. And they understand that the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is both in Rosh Hashanah Rabim and Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So Beis Hillel, who's Matir to move the ladder, even in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, because everyone will realize that it's for the sake of getting birds, and it's not a Maris Ha'ayin concern at all. But had it been Asur Mishum Maris Ha'ayin, then Ein Achinami, it would be Asur even Bechadrei Chadarim. So we see it's a Machlokas Tanoim, how to understand the Machlokas Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So says the Gemara Masnisin, Deloki Haitana. Actually, we'll pick up from there next time. Let's stop there. We'll pick up with Masnisin, Deloki Haitana, next time on the top of Tess Amud Beis.